This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
As you probably know by now, earlier this week, Buffalo Bills defensive safety DeMar Hamlin suffered from cardiac arrest on the field after a hit in the game and appears to have died right there on the field, and apparently again at the hospital before he was resuscitated multiple times, is still in intensive care in the ICU in critical condition in a medically induced coma, and players are understandably shook up. And it's my recommendation, not that the NFL listens to me in any capacity, but it would be so humane for the NFL to give all of the players 1 week off to gather themselves, to spend time with their family, to process this, to address their mental health. It's necessary. I think it's particularly necessary for players on the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. But the truth is, and I'm hearing this all over the league, players from all over the league and every team are incredibly shook up by this. Give these players a week off. Push all the games forward 1 week. I don't think you'd have very many objections. Players need the time to recover from injuries and other things anyway. Give them an extra week just to process this. Let's talk about it. Let's unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, if we could be real for a moment, the NFL is not necessarily known for doing the right thing. I'm not talking about your favorite team. I'm not talking about your favorite player. But the National Football League Incorporated rarely does right by its players. It continues to refuse to provide lifetime health insurance for players who struggle mightily after they retire because of all the injuries they suffered in the league. They continue to refuse to do that. Let's not even talk about the de facto ban on Colin Kaepernick, which I think is one of the most despicable and lowest moments in all of American sports history, modern sports history. So I say what I'm about to say, knowing that the NFL does not have a real history of doing right by its players. Instead, they almost exclusively choose to do right by the team owners, and it's always about the bottom line. And yet, I don't think this really affects the bottom line. If you push the games forward, and I was just listening to my friends and brothers, Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN this morning. And what a lot of people are saying is that there is this week of Pro Bowl games that could allow one extra week for things to be pushed forward. And here's the deal. It is abundantly clear that a lot of players are not going to be emotionally and mentally ready for the games this weekend. And if that kind of decision is going to be made, It really should be made today to say, listen, we are in an unprecedented moment and we're making an unprecedented decision to postpone this weekend's games so that our players can address their mental health concerns, so that they can mentally and emotionally recover from what they've dealt with and experienced. Mind you, 100 players on the Bengals and Bills, two of the most important and competitive teams in the league, witnessed this with their own eyes. They formed a protective circle around DeMar Hamlin so that cameras could not film what was happening there. But DeMar Hamlin died on the field and had to be resuscitated. That's why you saw players, many of them, crying, screaming, emotional, because they, in essence, witnessed a death on the field of a colleague who had to be brought back to life multiple times and who, as of this moment, cannot breathe on his own. We do not know the condition of his brain, of his heart, of his lungs, and these players are expected to go back, today is Thursday, very quickly to begin playing this brutal game. And they're gladiators. They're warriors for how they put their bodies on the line. The game is brutal, and it's always been brutal, and it's going to be brutal this weekend. But I don't think that the Buffalo Bills and Bengals will be ready to play, and I truly don't think most players around the league are really prepared to throw their heart and soul into a violent game this weekend. I would strongly, strongly recommend that the NFL just postpone the games for 1 week and give players more time to process and then transition back to playing the game. It's the compassionate, humane thing to do. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen right after the break. We have a quick word from some of our sponsors, and I'll be right back. See you there. The breakdown. Many of you may have seen the fallout of sports commentators saying pretty ridiculous things while DeMar Hamlin was still on the field, barely alive, saying like, are we going to play this game again? Like, are they going to restart this game? And it's like, hold on. There is a black man on the field who has died and been resuscitated. Please don't talk about playing the game right now. And anybody who said that on the night of the game has been rightfully flamed for it. Here we are now, a few days later, and we understand. The NFL is not just a business. Let me explain this. Each team is its own business. This is how professional sports really operates. It's the league doesn't own these teams. Each team, the Buffalo Bills, is its own business. It has joined a league, but it's its own independent business. The Bengals are a business. The 49ers are a business. The Chiefs are a business. And each of these businesses have votes and decisions that they have to make. But the NFL ultimately, the NFL organization and the NFL Players Association, which is in essence the union for the players, they have major sway on the decisions that are made. They have a couple of really big decisions to make. What will happen with the game that was being played between the Bengals and the Bills, which was a very important game for the standings, for the playoff positioning. It was an important game. All of that got thrown away the moment this horrible tragedy happened on the field. I think the NFL is probably going to, in essence, forfeit that game. And people can say, man, I don't know how I feel about that. It's not fair to the Bills or to the Bengals. True, it's not fair. But what has happened is not fair, and I think we just accept that. And I don't think that game is going to be able to be replayed. If they took a week off, they could potentially have that team play during the week off and make that a real national moment. That's an option. But my gut is that the games will just continue this Sunday, in essence, as if nothing happened. And that tends to be the NFL's way. And as we begin hearing about what really went down on the field after DeMar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest, is what we now know is that the NFL did not decide to stop the game. It was the players and coaches who said, "Now we're not going to go forward with this." NFL should have intervened before them and freed them up of the responsibility and said, "Hey, it is our strong recommendation for the health, safety, and well-being of everybody there that you suspend this game, and we'll figure out a way to deal with it and address it moving forward." But on the fly, the coaches and players and others were really, in a lot of ways, forced to make these decisions. And until we get some other information, that's all the information I have at the moment. But the NFL rarely does the right thing under pressure. It's just the case. And it would be a beautiful thing to suspend games and play this weekend, demonstrate for the nation that you have to take time to address your mental health and go from there. That's what I wish would happen, but I doubt it. My gut is games will continue this weekend and that they'll probably forfeit that game between the Bengals and the Bills, which, again, people can talk about fair and not fair. Life is difficult. But there is a good decision they could make. But my gut is this is not a league known for making good decisions. All we can do is wait and see. Feel like they're going to have to make that decision today. Tomorrow at the latest, teams are going to, you know, teams have travel arrangements and everything else. But the mental health of players should never be an afterthought. But as far as the league is concerned, and even as far as most teams are concerned, the mental health and even physical health of their players is always an afterthought. And so I hope and wish they would do the right thing, but this league does not have a real demonstrated history of that. Listen, I love and appreciate all of you. I want to tell you, thank you so much for giving to the family of a Tatiana Jefferson. Tatiana Jefferson, as you may know, several years ago was shot and killed by police in her home while she and her nephew were literally playing video games together. That officer just a few weeks ago was finally convicted and sent to prison. But Tatiana's sister, Amber, whose son was there with Tatiana, is now in the hospital and is told that she likely only has a few days left to live. We've raised over $100,000 to support her two young sons. They deserve millions of dollars, but here we are. And I'm grateful for thousands of you that chipped in to support this family in their devastating time of need. And I tell people all the time, you all are the single most generous community of people I know, and I'm so grateful for each of you. Listen, if you're not yet a member of the North Star, go to thenorthstar.com and join today. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, it's completely free, and you can subscribe now on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you can listen to your podcasts. Subscribe now, listen to our episodes, leave good reviews, do all of that, all right? Take care, everybody. Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Momentum.